This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that can't get off the pole. In this episode, Amber interviews Angela and Tracy, dance instructors with Pilates.
It's Monday, October 16th, and I'm here at the Pilates studio. I just finished my sixth class of pole dancing level one. Feeling very sweaty, a little bruised, but pretty sexy too. And I'm here with two of the instructors.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And Angela.
And why don't we just start off with both of y'all talking about how you first became interested in pole dancing.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go first.
Go ahead, Angela.
I actually became interested in pole dancing through Oprah. She had an episode on about a year or 2 years ago called Releasing Your Inner Sex Pot. And I actually happened to, I'm a nurse, so I'm never at home to watch Oprah, but that day I actually got called off, so I think it was fate. And I caught that episode and I loved it. I loved what the woman had to say. She was probably in her early to mid 40s, and she was a mother of two, and she talked about how she lost her sensuality through motherhood and just needed something that was going to ground her and bring her back to herself and taking time out for herself. And even though I'm not married, I don't have kids yet, I can definitely understand by working with so many women on a daily basis how that can happen. So I really thought it was interesting what she had to say about how the pole dancing class helped her with flexibility, helped her love life, helped her esteem. And I just said I had to get a piece of that. I was like, well, geez, that's a lot out of one class. So I took classes around the country and all up and down the East Coast and trying to find something that I liked. And I decided that I wanted to teach this. So my business partner, Jen, we met in another dance class and we decided to form this company last February. And since or up to this day, we have taught over 1,000 women the art of pole dancing and
sensual
dance.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, in the past 7 months. So it's been a very exciting journey and we're looking forward to continuing it.
Tracy, what about you?
I kind of fell into it in a much different way, but same thing. I think I was looking for a way to express my sensuality. I've been home with my kids for, 8 years. And I met Angela kind of by chance, taking another dance class. And I was asking her about, other classes that I could take to kind of explore some more of, some more dancing. And I'm just so glad that I tried it because it's really kind of helped me come out of my shell. I've always been a very outgoing person, but, I've kind of come into a very comfortable place in my life with kids and staying home, and you get very complacent in some ways, and it's just been amazing for me. I feel really good about myself, and I'm just so glad I tried it.
Well, what do you think the benefits are? I mean, you mentioned some of them, but I know a lot of women might have a lot of doubts or a negative impression of pole dancing. What would you say to them?
I think you should wait until you're ready to try it, and when you're ready, it's going to be a very safe environment here. We're very supportive, and all of the women, everyone's in the same boat, and they're all nervous and a little tentative at first, but it's incredible to see people, starting out tentative, and then, one or two classes later, they're like, their hip rolls have become super hip rolls, and, it's incredible, like, the growth you see in people.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
And I can definitely relate to that because
yeah.
When I came to my first class, I was terrified. I was so nervous. I was sure that I was just going to look stupid or fall on my face or something.
Yeah.
And each class, I got less and less nervous. And it's done wonders for my confidence and also helped me get in shape, which was good.
Yeah.
Because I never liked going to the gym or anything. So, in addition to pole dancing, what types of other classes do you offer?
We actually offer a chair dance class, and the chair dance class is more, we incorporate sensual dance movement onto the chair, and it's more of a cardio / strength training workout. People come in the door very surprised after we take the classes. They're in literally drenching in sweat because chair dancing is no joke. It's definitely a lot of strength and it takes a lot of stamina and flexibility. All of our classes, every class that we do, we work on flexibility. That's very key in all kind of sensual, exotic types of dancing, whether it's pole, lap dancing, chair dancing, whatever it may be. We also offer floor work classes, which is a great class for beginners. If you haven't worked out in a while, floor work is a great class to start off with. In that class, we just learn a lot of flexibility moves, learning good strength training moves. And then at the end, we kind of tie it all together to a little routine and put our heels on so you can kind of get a feel for what floor dancing feels like. Because that's a very big key component to what we do, a lot of floor dancing. And we also have workshops throughout the year. There are specialty workshops such as the striptease workshop called Latise. And that's just where you learn how to strip out of your clothes or undress out of your clothes gracefully. A lot of women want to learn how to do that because there is an art to undressing. It's not something that you just rush off and do. And especially if you are in a committed relationship or you're married or you have a significant other, it's a great way to reintroduce your body to your partner. And it's very playful, it's a lot of fun. And we also have a lap dancing workshop, and that's a lot of fun. A lot of women love that, and that's where we really go over how to entice your partner and how to incorporate them into your dance and make them part of your dance. We also have a striptease dance and shadow dancing, silhouette dancing type of workshop.
That's the one I took, Strip Through Time.
Yeah, Strip Through Time, and that's a lot of fun. I always recommend the shadow dancing for beginners if you're really shy.
You know, that's funny though, because for me the shadow dancing for some reason was harder, even though for everyone else it seemed like it was easier because behind the screen, but I don't know, for some reason for me it was a little harder.
Yeah, different shows, different folks.
Maybe because I'd come to the casual pole classes before, I don't know.
Right, but. Exactly. And that's the reason why we try to get people to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has their own way they want to express themselves. Mm-hmm. And it might not
well
be
said.
Through shadow dancing, yeah. It might not be through lap dancing, it might be through pole dancing. Everybody has their thing. Now, of course, we want you to take all of it. Mm-hmm. So we think it's all fun, but everybody has their preference on what they prefer. But the shadow dancing is great because people who are shy, they can't see their partner, mm-hmm. but yet their partner can see the shadow. Mm-hmm. And that's very alluring, and it's very classic striptease. And a lot of partners, they really, really like that. They like seeing the shadow.
It looks very cool.
It looks very cool. A lot of people think that class is kind of boring. But it's not boring at all. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to just express yourself and find other ways to make your relationship a little more perky and add a little spice to the relationship. It never gets old. You can always find new things, new tricks to bring out of the hat to help that relationship.
One thing that I found very positive when I started coming to the classes was that, like you all said, it was a very supportive environment, very welcoming environment. You talked a lot about every woman is beautiful and every woman needs to find her own sensuality. It was very supportive, mm-hmm. you know, rather than feeling like 8th grade gym class. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something.
Yeah, I always say that. You know, I say that like, everybody for 8th grade dance class.
That's what I was flashing back to, but it wasn't like that. So that was a pleasant surprise. And I think that's something that would surprise a lot of women because, I don't know, I read a lot of websites and blogs, and I see people, maybe I just notice it more now because I've been taking pole dancing, but I see people writing about pole dancing in a very derogatory way. Like, it's pole dancing classes, like, oh, women are taking pole dancing classes, they think they're getting fit, but they're really just trying to live up to a man's desire. And I just, every time I see that,
you know,
I have to respond.
I have to say something about that, because people say to me all the time, oh, your husband must love the pole dancing that you do. And I think it's funny, like, I would say, you know, I've danced for him a couple times, but for me, mm-hmm. I'm doing it for me. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly liberating. I don't know how else to describe it other than that, but, you know, I dance for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've shared my dance with him a few times, but mostly I do it for myself, and mm-hmm. I love it, and it feels good to me. There is nothing vulgar about it. It's there's nothing to be ashamed. You know, we shouldn't be ashamed of our bodies.
Right.
So.
And we really try to get women to accept their bodies where they are, mm-hmm. and bring out what you have, mm-hmm. and how to bring that out.
Everyone's got a gift.
Everybody has a gift, and we teach you how to work it. That is what we try. Like, no surgery here, nothing going. It's all about just bringing out your inner beauty and how you express that. One thing that women always do, and this is something that we have to retrain ourselves, is that there's no standard of beauty. Blonde hair, blue eyes is not the standard of beauty. Brown hair, blue eyes is not the standard of beauty. You are your own standard of beauty. And everybody has that within them, and they have to learn how to express that and learn that there is no standard. Mm-hmm. Everybody is beautiful. We always put in a lot of our newsletters, that every woman has something intriguing about them. And Tracy and I and all of our instructors can attest to that. Every woman brings a unique energy into the class. And even though you might say, oh, I like the way you move, our way's not the only way.
Right.
There's tons of ways to move. And that's what's unique about our whole business. Everybody comes in here moving in their own unique way. And that's what we want. We want you to bring your unique self. We don't want you to bring Barbie down the street. We want you to bring Amber. We want you to bring Angela. We want you to bring Tracy. That's what we want people to bring.
And you've had people in the classes, women in the classes, right, from all ages, all sizes, all races, everything across the board.
Yes.
And I think that may surprise some people.
Yes. People don't realize our average student is probably in their late 30s, early 40s. That is our average student. But as a broad span, we usually get from the ages of 25 all the way to 60. We do currently have students in their 50s and 60s. And some of them are even level 2 pole dancing, going sideways, going upside down. They're doing very good. The thing with pole dancing, or any sensual dance for that matter, is patience. Mm-hmm. You have to build up your tolerance to it. That's the number one thing. People come in here, they come in with a rushed agenda, and we don't rush in here. We provide a very safe environment also. Mm-hmm. People have to realize that we do a lot of training with ourselves, a lot with our instructors. We're actually getting ready to start training with some people in Athens on aerial dance through trapeze and silks.
Oh, I know the woman who owns the Canopy Studio,
yes,
right?
Yes, they're actually...
I know Susan Murphy who owns it. I used to help her with her computer when I was in college.
Yes. They're actually developing a training program for all of our instructors to go to.
Wow.
Trained on aerial dance. We feel like that is the best way
to... I'm so excited.
Yes, we're excited because we all want to go on the trapeze too. So we're
I
really
took
excited.
One trapeze class, and I don't know if it really worked out for me, but I've found my love with pole dancing, I guess.
Right. When pole dancing is still a form of aerial dance. So.
I want a pole in my apartment. That's matters to it.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, but you know, as Tracy said, you kind of have to come in your own time, but women are surprised when they get here because it's a really nurturing environment. We've had a lot of women who are new to the area and have made so many friends through our classes, and they're like, oh my gosh, thank you. It's been so nice to find people I bond with and I have someone to go out with. That's a big deal to a lot of women. So women come here for various reasons. They come here to get their groove on. They come to express their sexuality a different way besides intercourse. There's other ways to express your sexuality. I think people also have to remember that too. And this is a great outlet for you to express yourself and have fun, and it's just another way of doing it. People come here to get more flexible. Some people come for a good workout. Some people come for all of it. And there's nothing wrong with coming for all of those reasons. All of those reasons are very valid.
So what are your plans for the business in the future? Expanding or...
I definitely think there's a lot of interest.
I mean, you've taught over 1,000 women already, so that's pretty impressive.
We would really love to expand, and we've got some feelers out, maybe up north a little. There's a lot of women who really want to try it, and Angela?
Yeah, there's a lot of women that want to try it. Alpharetta is one of our next target areas that we're trying to get classes going.
So when you said up north, we mean Alpharetta, not New York.
Oh, yeah, clarification,
that's Alpharetta.
We're very fortunate. We've actually gotten over 15 franchise offers.
Wow.
People that want to franchise our business. And
we
don't know if we're going that way or not yet. It's too early in the game. Right now, we want to concentrate on our hot Atlanta babes and everybody in the metro Atlanta area. So it's, but that's kind of where our expansion is going. And we're moving very fast. And we are planning to start a retail boutique of all of our, when Tracy and Jen and Cheryl and all of us, when we wear our clothes, people want to rip them off of us. So we said, well, instead of ripping them off of us, we're going to retail them. So that's one of our things that we have in store. Gift certificate sales will start next week or two. that's a great gift to give for your best friend or your mom or your sister, or hey, if your husband out there listening, this is good for your wife for Christmas, and for you too, which you'll get in the end after we get done with them in 8 weeks. And and we have some other things that are just going on, but we can't really say yet because they're
okay.
They're little company secrets.
Trade secrets.
Yes, that are going on, but that's kind of what we have going on so far.
Okay, great. Well, any final thoughts? Want to mention the website or anything?
Please visit the website, polatees.com. That's P-O-L-E-L-A-T-E-A-Z. Polatees.com.
.com, yep. And our phone number is 404-399-3358. And our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. It will be a live person. Yes, it is now. And that's pretty much it. I always want to say to people that our doors are always open to you. Whether you take one class or 100, you will leave with something out of this door that you didn't have when you came in here.
It's a sisterhood.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.